We're following a major moment in the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military has pulled out of Bagram Airfield. That base was the epicenter of the American-led war to oust the Taliban and try to hunt down the al-Qaeda operatives who planned the 9/11 attacks. Bagram has been handed over to Afghan National Security and Defense Forces. And CNN correspondent Anna Corrin joins us now from Kabul. Anna, thank you for taking the time.
You're very welcome, Jane.
Anna, does this mean the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan announced by President Biden in April is now complete?
Well, certainly the U.S. and NATO forces at Bagram Air Base have departed the country. Two plane loads flew out Thursday night, another one first thing Friday morning. So they have handed Bagram Airfield back to the Afghans. There are about 4,000 Afghan National Security Forces at the airbase, and they are now in charge of what was, as you say, the epicenter of America's war here in Afghanistan.
And what will the remaining American troops be doing now in Afghanistan?
So there's up to about 1,000 U.S. forces who will remain in country. About 600 will protect the U.S. embassy. The remainder will help secure the international airport until Turkish forces come into place. It's a tiny footprint compared to what was here at the height of the war, more than 100,000 U.S. forces here in 2011. You know, the training, assisting, advising that the Americans have been doing, fighting alongside the Afghans, that has now all ended. It will be financial aid to the tune of $3.3 billion in security assistance to Afghanistan over the coming year. And then, of course, that air support, that critical air support that America says will be on offer, airstrikes for certainly terrorist targets. But if, let's say, the Taliban threatens to topple provincial capitals, the United States says that it won't hesitate to step in.
And aren't there still questions about security at the airport in Kabul, Anna, and what's going to happen there?
Look, I think it's fair to say that there's questions about security everywhere in Kabul. We've been here for the last couple of days, and it's relatively quiet. But whilst we were interviewing Dr. Abdullah yesterday at his residence, he being the leader of the peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban, we heard a bomb go off. This is just commonplace in Kabul, but certainly, it's in the districts, in the outer areas, and particularly in the north, where the Taliban is launching its offensive. It currently holds more than 50% of territory. And whilst they haven't claimed any provincial capitals, you know, they're just outside Kabul, you know, 10, 15 kilometers outside the capital.
So where does this leave the Taliban? They're fighting, they're taking over territory as we speak. I mean, there must be concern that they might be able to take over Afghanistan again.
Absolutely. And I think that's a genuine fear. The Taliban released a statement upon learning that U.S. and NATO forces had left Bagram, saying that this was a positive step and that it was now up to the Afghan people to decide their future. But in our conversation with Dr. Abdullah yesterday, he said that they have no intention of power sharing, of really holding proper peace talks that have absolutely stalled. There has been no progress there for months. And we saw that U.S. intelligence report just last week, which indicated that the Afghan government could topple within 6 months after U.S. forces leave. You then had General Austin Scott Miller say that if conditions continue to deteriorate, that there could be civil war in Afghanistan. And you know, speaking to local Afghans, they said that now was not the time for America to leave, that the situation is just too unstable. And there is now a mass exodus of people who want to flee the country. Obviously, you know, the translators, people who work with Americans, that they are desperate to get out. And you know, certainly the United States is trying to facilitate in this gargantuan task. But for normal Afghans, you know, people who are educated and perhaps were the future of this country, they no longer see a future here. And as one Afghan friend said to me, the first window that he gets, he will be out of here and not stay 1 hour longer in this country.
CNN correspondent Anna Koren is in Kabul for us. Anna, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.